For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the University of Minnesota Duluth Bulldog women's hockey team, the head coach, Maura Kroll. And coach, your first season in the WCHA, was it everything you expected?
and more. Yeah, it's been a blast.
And for your team, I know for the Duluth fans, they're not used to your team not being at home for the playoffs. And obviously, with it being your first year, it's been kind of a rebuilding year for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, we're excited to be on the road. I think our road record might be better than our home record this year. So we've taken our act on the road, and we're excited, and we have that road warrior mentality going into the weekend.
You wrapped up the regular season in sixth place, 10 wins in the league, 13 overall. Are you happy with how your team played this season?
I think we had a lot of positive spots throughout the season. And as you mentioned, this was a transitional year for us. So I think where we started to where we are now as a group is we've come a long way. And I'm proud of those moments and happy where we are now and looking forward to an exciting playoff season.
You've got three seniors on your roster. Of course, you as a new coach will have some freshmen coming in next year. What are some of the positions you're looking to fill next year?
Well, we have our class all solidified, really. So we have some forwards coming in, some D, and an additional goaltender because we graduate two senior goalies. So that's certainly a place that we needed to bring in another person.
Speaking of goaltending, you've split the season between Kayla Black, who's a senior, and Rooney, who's a freshman. What have you liked about both of their play?
Yeah, it's been a nice problem to have when you have two goalies that can play at this level and play well. So I think it's helped us in the long run to be fresh and healthy at this time of year. And I like that they battle, you know, and they push each other. By having good goaltending, including Carissa, at practice, it elevates everybody's game.
You also have probably the most dangerous forward line in the WCHA with Bricklick, Stelder, and Kava, a combined 115 points, 49 goals. They're pretty much unstoppable. What is their secret?
Well, we put three very talented and gifted young women together on a line, and they can match, you know, any of the top lines in the country. And I think, you know, anytime you have the ability to put them all together, they're gonna do good things. So they score a lot of goals. They're creative, but they're also hardworking and great examples to the rest of the team. They work hard in the D zone, the O zone, you know, two-way players. That's important, too.
In the WCHA, anybody can win. You found that out last weekend against St. Cloud State. You split the weekend, the last regular season series. Going into this weekend against Bemidji State, they've swept you four times, but it's hard to beat a team six times. Is that kind of the mantra of your team going into this weekend, that, you know, hey, we've been here before, we can do this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all four games have been fantastic, you know, all the way back to our first WCHA weekend here in Bemidji. That was our first time here, and here we are at the start of the playoffs, so it's kind of funny. But yeah, I think all four games have been fantastic. I think they could have gone either way, so we know that we are right there with them, so we're excited about that. And I think the matchup is great. I think they're a tight defensive group, and we like to score some goals. So I think whoever gets that first goal, that's going to be a big momentum changer in the game. So we're obviously looking for it.
I know last year you weren't coaching at Duluth, and the Beavers took you guys to three games. A lot of your players are familiar with what happened last year. How much of that do you think will fuel your girls going into this weekend?
Certainly something that's come up during the week. They don't forget that, and now, you know, they have the ability to seek some revenge on Bemidji, who ruined their home ice, you know, quarterfinal last year. So we're looking to do that, and I think just having experienced that on the bad side, they know that they can go out and do it here.
What are some of the things about the Beavers that your team has to work on coming into this weekend?
Yeah, they're a defensive juggernaut, and they can frustrate teams by blocking a lot of shots and keeping everything to the perimeter in our offensive zone. So we have to figure out ways to get past that style and get at Mowat and, you know, find a way to get the shots through and be creative.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it all season, and enjoy Bemidji.
Of course. Thanks for covering us.